President of the United States.
I'm Rebecca King, WRPR News. One of the many controversial statements President Obama made during this year's State of the Union address regarded his stance on gay marriage.
I've seen something like gay marriage go from a wedge issue used to drive us apart to a story of freedom across our country, a civil right now legal in states that 7 in 10 Americans call home.
After the statement by Mr. Obama, half the crowd leapt to their feet in applause, as the other half responded with tacit disapproval. This is perhaps the perfect metaphor to represent the political atmosphere surrounding the Supreme Court's upcoming decision to rule on whether states have the right to ban gay marriage, which could end one of the most significant civil rights issues of the past century. I sat down with Brian McAteer, the president of the College Republicans at Ramapo College, who talked about the GOP's stance on this future ruling.
The Republican Party is very split on it. You have a faction of conservatives that do not believe in it and are advocating against the Supreme Court. But then you also have more liberal Republicans up in northern states that are moving along with it.
The Republican Party has been known to champion the traditional definition of marriage, that is, between a man and a woman. Some Republicans are also arguing that this upcoming decision could infringe upon states' rights. On the other end of the spectrum is 20-year-old Christine DePope, who came out as a lesbian when she was in 7th grade.
When New Jersey legalized gay marriage, what was that like for you?
For me, it was the government finally saying, you are equal in our eyes, the state government. We did have civil unions before that, but civil unions were not marriages. So we were kind of being told, you are less than.
The Supreme Court will host over 2 hours of oral debate in April on the topic, and should have a decision before the end of the term in June. DePope remains cautiously optimistic about the outcome.
It can be a great stepping stone to more things, more rights, more acknowledgement in the future, but we're no way finished.
McAteer agrees that this issue will remain as something the GOP will have to come to terms with, no matter the Supreme Court's decision.
This is something that the Republican Party is going to have to alter their platform on, even if they do have angles of the party that are going to be less willing to do so. I think it's inevitable.
Regardless of the outcome, with this decision, the Supreme Court will be ruling on a monumental civil rights issue. I'm Rebecca King, WRPR News.